Well, Lance, you turned me on to a pretty thought-provoking little op-ed in the New York Times by a food blogger and a cookbook author we both like a lot, Deb Perelman, who does the Smitten Kitchen blog.
I heard Mac laughing in the other room. Turns out he was reading this piece called Why Cook at Home? Trust me, I know it's a drag.
She makes some interesting points.
And you know, I love to cook at home, but I'm a little more like her. I understand why you would not in certain instances, and I understand why so many people don't. I would encourage them to cook. I mean, I feel like that's my job because I love cooking so much. But she made points like she said, as long as you can buy 5 dumplings in Chinatown for $1.25, forever, I hope, it's never going to be purely economical to cook them at home.
Maybe not in New York, but do you know any place around here where you can buy 5 dumplings for $1.25?
I wish.
Yeah, right. So making your own is a little less expensive, but that's not really the point anyway, is it?
Not really. But she says it's also hard to cook dinner if work never ends. And I think this is the kicker here for so many people, the time constraints that you have by the time you get home.
Especially if you've got to commute, you're on freeway hell for an hour or more each way. But it's never been my intention to convince people that they ought to cook. Honestly, it doesn't matter to me at all if people cook or not. That's somebody else's business. I think the thing for us to look at right now is why do we like to cook? I know why I do.
Now, why do you like to cook, Stein?
It's just fun. I mean, some guys like to make birdhouses or whatever. I just like to cook and I like to eat and I like to have stuff cooked the way I like it. Best way to do that is to make it myself. And I'm fortunate that I only live about 10 minutes from the station on a surface street, so I don't have that awful commute, and I've got time when I get home to make something. Often during the day, I'm thinking about what I want to cook when I get home. I'm lucky. So are you.
That's true. I noticed that Mac, who's a very, very good cook, has been cooking a lot less these days when I'm not around. When he said he's just, not as interested any longer. He'll eat leftovers. He'll even do takeout. We don't do a lot of takeout. Do you?
Hardly ever. In fact, maybe never. I don't think we're opposed to it. It's just that if we're going to go out to the restaurant, we might as well just eat the stuff there. What's the point of going and bringing it all the way home? But it's interesting what you say about Mac, because I'm sort of like that myself if I'm home alone, if DeGroote is off on the road somewhere. Often I'll just make a sandwich or something. I think a part of the fun is doing it for someone else. Though I will also take those opportunities to cook something for myself that she might not approve of. Generally something involving deep fat.
Well, for me, cooking is the most creative outlet I have. Procuring the foodstuffs, I love reading about cooking and sharing stories surrounding it.
Yeah. I just like the process of it. Perelman makes some pretty good points, though, about why not to cook. Having to deal with diet and food phobia conflicts, so you're cooking 2 or 3 different things for different people. The hassle of shopping and cleaning up leftovers. I don't mind leftovers. My leftovers are my lunch every day. Robin Lloyd, our afternoon jazz host, says, why does the control room always smell like a Chinese restaurant?
You know, teaching cooking classes, I see the look on people's faces when I show them how really easy it is to make bread or more involved to make dumplings. You can put 35 of them in the freezer for just a few bucks. And you don't have to do it when you come home from work. You can do it when you find an extra hour, hour and a half. There's so much great, delicious food you can make at home.
There are plenty of reasons to cook. There's plenty of reasons not to cook. Let everybody do what they want. I'll never point a finger.
Oh, really?
With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy...
Do it yourself.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Or don't.
Stein.